It is lonely. We all want to be there. But, congratulations on the second place finish. I know it wasn't probably what you had hoped for really fast all race. How can you kind of take this finish and turn it into a win for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, the best thing with the doubleheader is being fast on the first day and not screwing it up on the second day. So statistically, this is our fourth doubleheader, and we've finished worse than we have the first day, the second day. So hopefully we can make some positive changes. We got a little damage there in stage one, and that handled affected handling a little bit. But overall, a solid day. I mean, this lead filter guard protection Chevrolet was fast, and no complaints. We saved. We did it right. Car just fell off a little bit too much, got a little tight from that front end damage. So, no, positive day for sure.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media. As a friendly reminder, if you do have a question for Justin, just click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat. We're going to kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Justin, was your car getting worse through that last run to the point where you're like, it's just a matter of time before Allgaier was going to pass you?
No, not at all. To the point he passed me, I kind of let him go. I thought he went too early, to be honest with you, and he was way more sideways than I was. But they had something underneath the car that, you know, allowed it to be sideways and still have a good bit of grip. So we ain't got that. We're going to try to find it for tomorrow for sure. But, you know, I was looking at him, spotter, you know, he was saying he was sideways coming up out of the corner. And I was like, all right, well, I haven't slipped the tire yet. So I was like, you know, he's going at lap 35, 40, whatever it was. Come on ahead and I'll catch you in a little bit. And, you know, I thought maybe a few more laps. I could have got to him because he was really sideways towards the end. But he just – I mean, he honestly just timed it perfectly, and lap traffic was not ideal. But, no, I mean, I think we – the whole time I thought we were faster, just didn't quite play our cards right.
And do you feel like that is something that you can do setup-wise for tomorrow, or is that probably a car build thing?
No, we can find it in setup, I'm sure. I'm not a wizard like a lot of them guys are, but you know, we can find a little bit here and there. Obviously, like I said, that front end damage did not help the front turn, and then you got more wheel into it on exit, and it just, you know, it builds tight. So I think we can find something to contend for sure.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you, and congratulations on a solid run tonight. You know, you mentioned about people criticizing you for only winning at super speedways, but people forget that you also run on dirt. How much did your, you know, dirt experience help you on short tracks?
It's helped a lot. You know, honestly, I'm going to tell you that I was never really that good on short tracks in the truck days, or ARCA days were okay, but, you know, I got into the big car stuff, and I never really was great at them. I was kind of like a mile and a half guy. And then we got Alex Jantz on the box, who has a good amount of short track history. And we showed up to Richmond with him last year, and we were so fast. And we look forward to going to the short tracks now. I mean, Bristol, we were in position there with Allgaier before Herbst wrecked us. So, yeah, I mean, you'll have the social media haters, but, you know, it's just how it is. I mean, as long as I can go out there and prove that I'm worthy, which, you know, I think I did tonight, maybe. I mean, I'm sure they'll still say something, but it is what it is.
Thanks, Justin. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Justin, first of all, congrats on the great run tonight. This is the most laps you've led out of any race this season, not counting the super speedways, but how does a run like this help with anything that needs adjusting for the doubleheader, the second race tomorrow?
Yeah, obviously it helps. You know, the car was just extremely fast. I mean, it's rare that you get a car that fast. I mean, straight up honest with you. I mean, it was a really good car. And, you know, we just kind of fell behind. And, you know, I feel like we were still the best car at the end lap time wise from what I heard. So, just didn't play our cards right. But I mean, like I said, we go and we adjust on it. And Alex is really smart. We take what Ross had, we take what Kaz had with our RCR Alliance, and we build off it. And you know, as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to go to a meeting and talk about it. So it's all forward. Tonight was a second place finish. Great. But we got to go out there and get a win for sure.
And a quick follow up, the race tomorrow is going to be held in the afternoon. Does that change your approach to how you'll be driving the race tomorrow?
Track's going to be worse than it was tonight. I mean, night racing, more grip. Day racing, it's going to be hot and slick. So Whatever we find tonight, we're going to have to probably double to stay ahead of the track. So that was a good point. I really didn't think about that till now.
Thanks, Justin. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Justin, obviously the focus is on tomorrow's race. I understand that. But obviously this is a race where same tires as what will be used at Phoenix. So is there much that will be able to help you as you look ahead to Phoenix or, you know, since that's the championship race? And obviously, you know, how do you feel like you ran here compared to Phoenix way earlier in the season?
I mean, we finished fifth in Phoenix, so second's obviously better. And like I said, I mean, these short tracks, whatever Alex Jantz is doing, I mean, I applaud the guy. He is absolutely amazing when it comes to setting up these short tracks. It's all he's done his whole life. And you know, he's run at places like this his whole life, and he's gotten the car set up. So, I mean, I drive it every week, and, you know, I drive the car to the best of its ability. So tonight, you know, it was a first, second place car, and that's where we ran. So. I mean, it just depends on the week, but this is a good car. This is the one we finished fifth with at Phoenix. This is the one we could have won Bristol with. I mean, we got a good short track car. So we just got to do this consistently each week. You know, we got to be in the top five, and I feel like it's either me or Ross. You know, one of us is up there battling for sure. So if both of us can get up there, then that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Justin, good run tonight. You mentioned how this is the same car as Bristol and Phoenix, but do you think this is the best setup that you've ever had in an Xfinity car on a non-plate race?
Yeah, it was so effortless. Like, I hate to say that, right? I want to say NASCAR racing's hard, and I mean, it is. But when you get a car that good and you race the car every weekend and you know what it's about, it, I mean, it's just so good. I mean, it's not every weekend you're lapping the 98 car, you know, so – or beating Kyle Busch at Richmond in a Joe Gibbs car. So just a phenomenal car. Like I said, I'm just the driver each week, and they really hit it on this week, and applaud to all the college guys for that.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our last question for Justin from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Justin, there was some alternate tire strategy early in the race. Some seemed like some teams were banking on maybe a late caution, giving them the opportunity to put on an extra set of tires late in the race. But both this race tonight and the truck race last night had a lot of long green flag runs. Considering that trend, how do you think that's going to affect teams' tire strategy for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think statistically, Richmond doesn't have a lot of cautions. They go green towards the end. I think we saw that last night in the truck race and tonight. So, to be honest with you, tire strategy is way over my head. That's a call I don't like to make because it doesn't get put blamed on me later in the day. So, no, it was all good. I mean, they played it right. And, you know, obviously it could have gone both ways. One caution could have – could have taken – well, I mean, we still had another set of tires, to be honest with you. So, I mean, some guys had two sets. I had a set. So, I think even if a caution would have come out, we would have been okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Justin. And we actually have one – I have one question here that I'm going to read to you from Casey Campbell. He's just wondering, we've been back for almost 5 months racing now. Does it still feel different racing than before the pandemic?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely not the same. I don't know. You don't notice, you know, or you don't appreciate what you got until it's not there anymore. And you know, at first, you know, you go back to the track and you're happy to go back to the track. But I think what you're seeing now is a lot of us are missing the roar of the crowd and signing autographs on the way to the car. And I've never been a big media guy. So for me to miss that, that's saying something, but, no, I do miss all the fans. I miss rolling around in the golf cart after the race or after practice and you know, hanging out at a tailgate or something. It's definitely different and it's not fun, but, you know, it's the cards we were dealt and everyone's dealing with the same thing. So I just hope we can go back to normal here soon because, I miss you guys a lot. It's tough and, you know, not having your family or sponsors at the track after days like this is kind of a bummer too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for taking the time to join us. I know you have to get back and debrief. So thank you. Congratulations on the finish. And we hope to see you back here again tomorrow.
I hope so, too. See y'all.
See ya. All righty, into the media. We're going to hang tight and be joined here momentarily by Kyle Busch or Justin Allgaier. So hang tight.